Praise God. Amen and amen. And God bless you, and you may be seated tonight. We understand that fear is not of God. Sometime last year, I taught on different emotions that we as individuals have, and that it is not necessarily sinful to have these emotions. As a matter of fact, because of the way that God created you, you are going to have these emotions. Because that there is the word or the meaning of success simply means that there can also, on the opposite side of that, there will also be a loser. If there is a victor, there will be a loser. And nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes to come in last place, and so everybody is going to work harder to do that. And so you feel the emotion of despair. You feel the emotion maybe at the beginning of the race. You feel the emotion of anxiety. You feel the emotion when you don't win. You feel the emotion of disappointment. And if you don't win when you thought that you were going to win, you can become depressed. And that's just simply because this is the way that God hath made us. But we also learn that we are not to allow these emotions to rule our lives. But we are to bring them in under the auspices or the guiding of the Spirit. We learned that Jesus was angry, and he even would put in his word that we can be angry and sin not. And that we are not to let the sun go down upon our wrath. We can read where Jesus, the Lord, the Spirit of God, all encapsulated in one, at different times experienced the feeling of despair and the feeling of anguish and all of these other feelings. But the one feeling that is never one time attributed unto God is the emotion of fear. He does not know what fear is. And you can imagine with me about that tonight when the Bible teaches us that all power is given unto him both in heaven and in earth. Then what is there for him to be afraid of? What is there that would cause him to be fearful? Amen. Praise God. We do know in the book of Hebrews, the Bible teaches us that the man Christ Jesus experienced fear, but God himself, amen, never experienced fear. And so therefore, fear is not of God. Our text tonight said that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Amen, of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. But yet we are oftentimes combated by the spirit of fear. We fight different fears. We fight different ways, different emotional sets of fear, deep fear, quick fear, or just fear in general. The Bible teaches us that we are to be sober and we are to be vigilant because we have an adversary that loves to dwell in the realm of fear. And the Bible declares him or describes him as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. That encapsulates the spirit of fear. When you have got a lion that is there, amen, praying, a lion, amen, that is sneaking, a lion that is standing over his prey, whatever it is that is the embodiment of fear, amen, the lion, the king of the jungle, amen, and he personifies fear. And so the Bible describes our enemy as a roaring lion. But yet the Bible also defines that our enemy, even though that he is as a roaring lion, his disguises, amen, he is known as the God of this world. And another place the Bible teaches us that he would be the prince and the power of the air. In another place, it calls him the prince of this world. Amen. Throughout your Bible, there are different descriptions given concerning our enemy. And it teaches us and lets us know that he comes up unto us in many different manners. He comes up to us as the old serpent, the beguiling serpent, but he can also even appear as an angel of light. And Paul would, amen, admonish us that he said that if we or an angel of light preach unto you any other gospel, let him be accursed. And so we see that he's a roaring lion. He is a beguiling serpent, or he can be an angel of light. But the one thing that he loves to use as a weapon, and he has several that he is very good with, deception being one of them. But one of the things that he is very good with would be, amen, the spirit of fear. Amen. He uses the spirit of fear oftentimes, amen, to be able to get the upper hand upon the people of God. Because God is trying to keep you from fear. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but the enemy of your soul, amen, works through and with the spirit of fear. He operates in fear because fear is one of the most effective tools to be able to manipulate and to control and to paralyze people. Let me just stop and just elaborate a little bit on some of these. We know that fear is used in manipulation. Amen. Praise God. Oftentimes, fear is used in manipulation. If you don't do this, then I am going to cause this and thus to happen. Amen. If you don't go here, if you don't say this, if you don't, then I am going. That is manipulation. And not only in manipulation, but closely united with that fear, oftentimes control. People operate and do things because of fear. Amen. A boss, amen, can get his people, constituents, employees to do things because of fear. Amen. There is the fear that him being a hard man or a hard lady, amen, that the repercussions of everything. And so they operate, amen, in fear. And so they are ran by fear. But fear can also cause, amen, people and animals as well to become paralyzed. Amen. The snake that is in that aquarium, and you take a little mouse and you throw it in there, and that mouse at times will begin to go around, but that the stare of that snake as he just stares down the mouse would paralyze that mouse with fear, and his heart would beat so fast, but he will not move because that he is paralyzed by fear. Amen. This happens oftentimes as well in humanity when people become so afraid of whatever it is. Amen. They become frozen. They become paralyzed by the emotion of fear. Amen. Fear, amen, is going to distort perceptions. Fear is going to weaken faith. Fear is going to cause hesitations. Fear is going to make individuals more vulnerable to deception as well as to defeat. Why would not the enemy use the spirit of fear when it is such a strong and powerful emotion to combat the people of God? And so Satan relies upon using the power of fear in order to get control of your life, in order to get control of your emotions, and in order to get control of your mind. Amen. Let me just reiterate that again, that Satan uses the power of fear to control you. Amen. Praise God. Don't get quiet on me now here. You don't have to be afraid of me. Praise God. I'm turning the light on. I'm going to be better than Tom Baudet. Amen. I'm going to turn the light on. Amen. Tom Baudet's now, he can't even keep the light on like Jesus can. Praise God. And he can dispel that spirit of fear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, oftentimes that we as people of God would say, Satan does not control me. Let me just bring some things to your attention. And for all of those that would be out in the world and would say, oh, Satan has no control over me. I'm not controlled by. Then why do we have nicotine addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, porn addiction, perversion addiction, sexual addictions? And why do we not experience worship addiction, praying addiction, fasting addiction, Bible reading addictions, witnessing addictions, door knocking addictions, Bible study teaching addictions? Amen. That's because God, amen, does not control us. God gives us a choice. Amen. But the enemy controls through the spirit of fear and other things. Amen. He brings them under the power of such things. Amen. And I am here to say that he uses the spirit of fear to combat the church. You may not have a nicotine addiction. You may not have a drug addiction. You may not have a sexual addiction. You may not have a porn addiction. You may not have any of these worldly lustful addictions. Amen. But nevertheless, the enemy loves to control the people of God through the spirit of fear. Praise God. Why? Because fear opposes faith. Fear creates doubt. Fear paralyzes actions. Fear makes people compromise. Fear magnifies the enemy's power. Fear, the enemy of faith. And faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. And without faith, you cannot even be pleasing to God. And so the enemy tries to work within the church to get people, amen, to be motivated or controlled and worried, amen, through the manipulation and the power of fear. Praise God. Amen. I believe it or not, I'm not going to preach much longer than this here tonight because I'm going to hit it here, amen, today. But how many times has the enemy come to your house? I'm not talking about your four-walled house that's got a roof on it, but I'm talking to this old, amen, house called the body, the temple. Amen. And how many times has the enemy come knocking on the door of your house and saying, if you pray like that anymore, then I'm going to cause illness and sickness to come back unto your body? How many times has the enemy used former illnesses against you to try to manipulate you to keep from worshiping? How many times has the enemy come knocking on your door and saying, if you keep fasting like this, then I'm going to cause these old things to come back unto you, or you get the power, or you get a healing, or you get a feel better over pain and anxiety? Amen. And the enemy says, just don't push your luck, because if you really step out and if you really worship like you're really feeling, that old pain's going to come back. That old sickness is going to come back. That old ailment is going to come back. If you start witnessing like that again, amen, then those old problems are going to come back. If you start witnessing like that, I'm going to bring some old things out of the closet. I'm going to bring some stuff out from under the rug again. If you start feeling victory like that, then I'm going to bring up what you did last week. I'm going to make known what you did, amen, yesterday or this past weekend. The enemy uses fear, amen, to combat the people of God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he has given you, amen, the spirit of love. God has given you, amen, the spirit of power and the spirit of a sound mind. You've got something greater than the enemy has got. And when the enemy comes knocking on your door and says, hey, if you do this, then I'm going to do this, you just remind him, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. You remind him, my times are in God's hands. They're not in your hands. Amen. My times are in the hands of God. I will not fear, amen, what man can do unto me, but I will fear the one that has the power of life and eternity. But I'm not going to be afraid of the enemy. Amen. He would like to blow himself up and make himself bigger than he really is. But the Bible teaches us that in that day, we will look at him and say, is this the one that caused the nations to fall? Praise God. Praise God. I don't believe I'm just beating the wind here tonight. I believe, amen, that I've got a number here today. Amen. I believe that we're right on target here today. Amen. I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, God has come to administer the spirit of healing to your fearful mind. God has come to administer the spirit of healing, amen, to work against the spirit of fear. Amen. It gets a hold of a church, and the church starts having good church. And then all of a sudden, the spirit of fear comes in and says, you remember when you were having good church, and then all of a sudden, all of hell broke loose against you. And how many did you lose? Amen. What happened? What sicknesses came about? How many wrecks did you have? What happened in all of these things? I'll rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. God's got something for us. God's got a plan. God's got revival. God's got a promise. And he cannot operate with a church that's bound by fear. We got to stand up with faith. We got to let faith conquer fear. We got to walk by faith, step by faith, act by faith, speak by faith. Faith shall triumph over every fear. Faith will conquer your fears. Oh, let's love him here today. Let's stand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to step out. Hallelujah, somebody needs to step out here today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, come on. You've got to refuse to be bound by fear. You've got to refuse to be led by fear. You've got to refuse to live by fear. Amen. Whatever the devil brings my way, I've got to meet it with a greater measure of faith. I've got to meet it with prayer. I've got to meet it with fasting. I've got to meet it with spiritual things. But I cannot be ruled by the devil's spirit of fear. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The enemy's saying you better not pray like that. Because if you pray like that, then there's some things that's going to happen. I'm not going to be afraid of the repercussions. My God is greater. The Bible said perfect love casteth out all fear. You've got to know God. You need a better revelation of God. Amen. You've got to know God and the power of his might. You've got to realize that all power still belongs into heaven and earth. And the devil can't do anything if God doesn't allow him to do it. He can huff, he can puff, and he can blow, but the house is not going to come down if God doesn't want it to. Amen. We're built on the rock. We hear the word, and we do what the word says. Hallelujah. And no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. We're not going to be ignorant of his devices. We're not going to give in to the spirit of fear, but we're going to walk
by faith. Walk under the power of the Holy Ghost and let God lead us and guide us.